Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. Today, we are honored to have our guest, Krista Gravel, who's going to be talking to us about post-pandemic parenting. So, Krista, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am a school counselor at TCA Bear Valley. I'm a mom of three kiddos who actually also attend TCA Bear Valley, and I'm an avid chicken farmer.
So you're kind of busy.
I'm kind of busy, yeah.
So a chicken farmer, where did this come from?
We have a lot of property and said, hey, let's just have chickens. So we do.
Okay.
And it's something that's really great with breaking down barriers with the kids when I talk to them. Like, we always share one unique thing about me, one thing about you, you know, kind of break the ice a little bit. And we start talking about chickens, everyone giggles. So.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So what led you down the road to becoming a school counselor? What was the passion behind that?
So my background is elementary education. That was what I've always wanted to do. I've spent like high school, college, everything working with young children. And then when I had my own children, and my husband's in the military, actually. So
we
moved quite a bit and went through many deployments. We realized there was a lot of mental health stuff that goes along with that. And that kind of opened the door for me to understand that there's a lot more that goes into educating the kids that we have, especially our last base that we lived at, the school on base. There's a lot of kiddos that were going through a lot of things. And I became good friends with the school counselor and thought, you know what, this is something I would really like to approach, because I think there's a lot more that goes into education and the holistic child than just understanding the reading, writing, arithmetic, all that kind of fun stuff.
So. Well, I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for your husband's service, but I also know that it's a huge burden on the spouses of our military service people. So thank you for the sacrifices that you make as a result.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been worth it for us. I love the journey we've been on. It's made us the people we are today.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. So why is parenting important to the school?
Schools have a multi-tiered system of supports in place to help all students achieve and succeed based on their needs. So our school is special in that we partner with parents, right? And my school specifically, where I'm at TCA Bear Valley, parents are taking on 60% of the instruction. And so we need to partner with them also with making sure that all the children have equal access to education in a way that is meaningful for them.
Right.
So if we can approach the parents as part of our colleague, part of our system here, and involve that in that process, then it's going to be a lot more successful for the kids. They're going to reap the benefits of that partnership.
Absolutely. So is parenting today different than, I guess, before the pandemic?
100% yes.
Hello, yes, exactly.
Hello, yes. So parenting is different. I mean, before the pandemic, we had the introduction of social media and all the phones, and things kind of changed in that way. But now post-pandemic, we have a lot of different adverse behavioral outcomes we're seeing because of increased isolation, increased social distancing, and safety behaviors, which safety behaviors like hand washing, hand sanitizing, social distancing, things like that, which were put in place, masking, to protect us, have also, studies are showing, caused an increase in illness anxiety and a lot of other anxieties. So we have children coming forward and experiencing an unique situation where before all these people were safe, now all of a sudden they might be a threat, and then now go back together with them and go learn with them, and we can wear masks, and then we're not wearing masks, but everybody's safe, and only some people are safe, and it's kind of confusing. I think a lot of children lived in this confusing place where a lot of conflict that was going on with the adults trickled down a little bit.
Right.
And so as a response to that, we've seen a decrease in social skills, increase in dysregulation, that's tantrums, whether at home or on campus, a lot of problems with understanding their role in the environment that they're in and how they navigate through that, and just the dynamic in general with on campus. You know, mostly it's regulation, dysregulation, and emotional awareness is something we've noticed.
So you, as a specific school counselor, what does your day-to-day look like?
Day-to-day, I am in classrooms a lot, meeting with students and doing lessons, SEL lessons, but I'm meeting individually with students and also having group sessions.
Okay.
So it might be a phone call from a parent, which I've been getting one about every week, saying, help, we've got this behavior going on at home. They're doing school.
We don't understand it.
Yeah, they're doing school just fine for you all, but then they come home and it's tantrums galore. They're throwing their things on the floor, and it was never like this before. We're fighting over simple math problems that I know they can understand, but they're not wanting to get on board with actually doing it. So I have a lot of conversations with parents and kind of coaching them through that process, as well as helping develop the program to make sure that our school gets its needs met individually, you know, what we need in each classroom. So it's working with the teachers and consulting. Are we having an issue with this type of behavior in one classroom? Maybe speaking out in another classroom, that's the issue.
Right, yeah. Right. Wow. Busy. And so every day is different, I would think.
Every day is different, which is why I love this job. I wouldn't want it to be the same every day. I'm not a rote type person. I like being met with a problem and helping to figure it out and kind of being with dirty hands, getting in there and working on it, making sure it's
challenges
something that's
come and
meaningful.
Opportunities. Exactly. So what is post-pandemic parenting? What is that?
So this is kind of an idea I came up with. How can we walk our families through this? How can we address the obvious that we're in this kind of new stage of being and understand that and come together and form a healthy dynamic for everybody so the children can ultimately succeed? Because all of our goal is the safety and well-being of our children. So post-pandemic parenting is taking a good hard look at the roles that the parents play in the lives of their children. So Wendy and Dana Moen walk through this process in their Jumpstart, where they talk about the four phases of parenting, being the commander, which is when your child is birthed about preschool age, and you're the dictator over their life, where you just need to keep them safe. Most of the parents at our school are in the second stage, which is the coach stage, where the goal is to help instruct in a meaningful way with authority, but you're not the dictator. You're kind of giving a little bit more leverage to the
children. You're parking the helicopter a little bit over here and stepping back a little bit.
Yep, the snowplow has also been parked. Right, you've heard that term, the snowplow parent.
Yes.
Pave the way. Yes, we need our children to understand and work through their own struggles. But thirdly, some of the parents at our school are in the third stage, the counselor stage, where we're giving more authority and autonomy to the children themselves. We're stepping back, and this starts at about 10 years of age. Common psychology believes that children are starting to give equal input to decision-making to their peers as they are their parents.
Right.
So it's at about this stage that parents should step back and be guidance counselors. Parents will then become more of a support. They listen and they guide their children with advice, but they're less authoritarian. And if a parent tries to be a dictator to an adolescent, they know that's not really going to go well. And the fourth stage is when
if you don't know that, moms and dads, it's not working.
It's not working. Yes, please. This is your sign. So the fourth stage is the holy grail of parenthood, which is when you reach the consultant stage and your children have reached adulthood. They're fully functioning, healthy, successful people who get to make their own decisions that, you know, if you've walked carefully through the first three stages, you should have no worries about them to go and flourish, and you just get to advise them on fun things like what mortgage information they need to know before stepping into that, or, you know, what kind of role you want to play as a grandparent, fun things like that. And so with those in mind, also using another set of four C's, because alliteration is my friend, but parenting from a place of care, consistency, giving choices, and then consequences. Understanding that consequences are not punitive. They should be the natural cause and effect of actions.
Of choices.
Of choices, exactly. We want our children, if we want them to succeed in the world outside of our safe bubble of love, our little home, it should be that they can understand the cause and effect of their actions and their behaviors because they've been able to go through that in a very safe and loving and kind way. So we help reinforce the results and the consequences of their action with love by saying, you know, we're not going to engage in this type of behavior. I'm not going to let you do that because I love you. We're going to walk through this. Or because you chose not to do your homework this week, we're going to miss out on those extra fun activities on the weekend until you can catch back up.
Right.
That type of thing. So enforcing natural consequences in the home. But yes, so taking that approach and then also growing emotional intelligence. So if we have high emotional intelligence, it shows in the professional and personal realm, we tend to be more successful.
Right.
If you're going to erupt and throw tantrums at the workplace, it's not going to go well. You're not going to be hired. You might be fired. It's you won't be successful.
And nor will mom be calling your job to try to work things out because you're running late.
That's the snowplow mom,
there
right? She's the one who's going to smooth it out for you. Yeah, so it's understanding what feelings you're experiencing, why you're experiencing them, and how you can regulate your response to it. So teaching parents the tools they need to co-regulate with their children. The wonderful Dr. Jody Carrington, she writes Kids These Days and Teachers These Days, and she's a psychologist from Canada. She has a wonderful outlook on this, that all behaviors are connection-seeking. When children are reacting, and we're looking at it, and we're saying, oh, this is so naughty, this behavior they're doing, they're attention-seeking, all these things. And sometimes parents make the mistake of thinking it's about them. It's not. The children is acting out an unmet need with their behavior, and they're really connection seeking from the parent. So if we have a secure attachment and we can walk them through their choices and the consequences with care, with consistency, they can understand that in a meaningful way. But again, it's reconfirming that connection.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And once again, as we talk about this entire continuum of a, you know, an adolescent all the way up through adulthood,
yes,
it's all about that balance, mom and dad. It's all about understanding that we want them to make mistakes while they're under our roofs. We want them to be held accountable for some of those, you know, those consequences that they have. Because if they go off to college and into a job or into a career and have never experienced pieces of this, failure is going to be really catastrophic.
Absolutely.
At some level, you know?
Absolutely. If we can't allow them to understand disappointment and frustration and how to grow resilience through the hardship in the safety,
yep,
of our home while they're young with us, holding their hands and guiding them through it, then you're absolutely correct. Adulthood is going to be very, very difficult for them.
Very, yeah, much so. And yes, the other thing too, it's the whole thing. I know we made some mistakes on our first child that we didn't make on our second and third child. But it's just it's a reminder that, you know what, they are only with us for a very short time, and how are we going to make the most of that time that they're here with us? And right, let's let them experience some regret. Let's let them experience some consequences. You get to miss that movie or that dance or whatever that is because you made a choice, whatever that was, and this is the real world consequences of that. It's huge.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. And I think we all have walked through that with our firstborn children. God bless those children who they're going to walk through life and say, hey, my parents tried every single parenting strategy on me. And
yes.
I mean, we figured out what failed and what worked. And then the second child came along and taught you that really you didn't know anything in the first place because they're completely different. So consistency among each different child.
Absolutely.
What motivates one child might not motivate the other child.
Absolutely.
And understanding that.
So what are the most important takeaways about how to parent for today?
I think the most important takeaway is that you have to operate from a place of love with the goal being connection with your child.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that you protect them and insulate them from everything in this world. It means that you prepare them in a loving way. If they have that secure attachment with you, they can go out and experience hardship, and they can go out and have a friendship drama play its way out and then come back and know that you're still a safe place, that they can walk through those choices and maybe make the incorrect one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And then they won't feel shame and it doesn't degrade their sense of self-worth. Instead, it gives them a sense of value that they can make a mistake and grow from that. So
right,
resilience is what we all need. We all need to be flexible, right? And if anything, that's what the pandemic taught us, that everything we thought we knew changed. And yet here we are still, right?
Right.
We're still here on the other side of this, and school looks different, families look different, everything looks a little bit different, and in some ways many of us are thriving as a result because we've understood something about ourselves that we didn't really know before, is that we can do really hard things. We can flex in ways that we were not prepared to flex, that we didn't anticipate flexing. So if we can come from a place of connection with our children and instill in them that they are valuable, they are worthy, and that they can do these hard things by being intentional with our parenting, I think we're setting them up to succeed in whatever crazy thing comes at them when they're adults and when they have to walk through the next COVID-19 pandemic or whatever,
right,
else,
exactly,
is coming their way. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Krista, I appreciate your time with us today. And for those families who'd like to make a connection with any of our counselors, you just need to email counseling@classicalacademy.com.
Yeah.
And Krista, thank you so much for our time today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited about this.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.